You may be seated. Our text for today comes from the pen of St. Paul, written in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning reading at the 24th verse. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, obviously our text today is talking about running, and here St. Paul is using that illustration in order to convey a message about our life of faith with a view of heaven in front of us. And so today we want to take a look at running the race of life, and we will see that often people run through life in a very sinful fashion. Have you ever heard of the expression, running around like a chicken with its head cut off? You farm kids will know what I'm talking about. You cut off a chicken's head and then its body just starts running around in this direction and that direction in circles. It's almost like it has no mind, because it doesn't. It's unreasonable. It's irrational. It's just movement going this way and that way, running around like a chicken with its head cut off. And you know, spiritually, we can be guilty of that very thing. Running after life's riches and cares and pleasures this way and that way until we sort of lose track of eternal things. Pretty soon it's mindless, it's clueless, it's aimlessly going through life. Another running expression. Stop giving me the runaround. Runaround, it has that idea of elusiveness or deception. Often if we're in an awkward situation, we try to ease ourselves, comfort ourselves a little bit by being elusive or deceptive. And we can continue this up in our life, sort of massaging the truth and changing things here and there, putting a little spin on things, until pretty soon we start to believe our own lies. Some of you, as freshmen, probably had a comment on a paper you wrote about run-on sentences. Run-on sentences. It's the idea that it's ungrammatical, that you have all of these clauses and ideas and you're just sort of pulling them all into one type of sentence. You just don't know where to stop. Well, actually, people can sort of be guilty of that sort of thing. Pretty soon it's about me. My moods and my motivations and my thoughts and my feelings and my this and my that, and it becomes very self-centered all of a sudden. And of course, we know that self-centeredness is the kissing cousin to pride and arrogance. From anthropology, I have to throw this one in as well. Have you ever heard of running amok? Running amok? It means that you just become frantic and crazy in your behavior, often go on a kind of a violent rampage. Well, we have in our hearts that ability with our anger, where we just want to take a swing at somebody, or just as bad, we don't want to get mad, we just want to get even. A lot of running we do in life, sinful running. And by the way, when you run, there is only winner or loser. Runner-up is in hell. So, can we be winners in the race of life? Well, St. Paul says emphatically, absolutely yes. He says, run in such a way as to get the prize. And then he tells us how we go about our life to get the prize. First of all, keep your eyes on the finish line. Any sprinter knows that. When you're sprinting, you keep your eye focused right on the finish line. You don't look down. You don't look to the side. It's right up there. And spiritually, the same thing applies. The finish line is described in these words in our text: crown and prize. Five times those words occur in our text. Jesus Christ is where we focus. That is the finish line. Jesus Christ is our crowned prince. He won for us the prize of eternal life. If you think about it, Jesus went through the race of life perfectly. Not a sin, not a bad thought, not a bad deed. Perfect in every way, perfectly focused on righteousness. And he says, you know, my righteousness, it can be your righteousness. I give it to you as a gift of grace. And not only that, but Jesus Christ, as we know, disqualified himself from heaven by taking on our sins and iniquities. He suffered the defeat of hell so that we could receive the victory of heaven. This was on the cross of Calvary. So as we run, we keep focused on the crown of life. We keep focused on the finish line, our salvation, purchased for us through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So how do we keep Jesus in proper perspective and heaven always first and foremost in our minds? St. Paul says we have to go into proper Christian training and exercise. Stay in shape as a Christian. The Greek philosopher, ancient Greek philosopher Epictetus, once gave this bit of advice on how an athlete who wants to win a race in the Olympic Games really needs to go into training. He says, you must live by the rules. Eat what is disagreeable. Refrain from delicacies. You must oblige yourself to constant exercise at the appointed hour in heat and cold. You must abstain from wine and cold liquors. In a word, you must be submissive to all the directions of your master as to those of a physician. You exercise your faith not only by shunning evil, but also by partaking in what the world considers to be disagreeable and ridiculous. And I am talking here about God's word and sacraments. This food is the strength of our souls. It is the exercise of our faith. And what a blessed opportunity we have right here in this institution. You are privileged to take religion classes. Every day, the Word of God in chapel is served to you on a silver platter, and nearby are confessional churches where you can partake of the body and blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Right here, you can read your Bible, and you can discuss it with your professors and with your classmates without fear. What a blessed opportunity to grow in strength in this race of life. But you know, this training is not harsh. And it's not something that we have to sort of cringe at and bite our teeth and grit our teeth. No. It's enjoyable. Every true runner has experienced that runner's high, that feeling of freedom and it's such an incredible feeling when you're kind of right into it and you just feel like, I could go on forever. This is fantastic. And the same thing can happen to us Christians and does happen to us Christians as we run the race of life. For we know that we are in communion with none other than our God himself. There is freedom. Eternal life awaits. Run in such a way as to get the prize. Amen. Please rise for prayer. We have a special prayer today on behalf of Derek and Diana Lingholm, and so we pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of little Christian Thomas to Derek and Diana Lingholm. We pray that you would continue to restore their child to full health. In the waters of holy baptism, you have given us the comfort of being claimed as your children. Continue to preserve this family in your grace. And we ask it all in Christ's saving name. Amen. Now may our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, strengthen you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.